It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 5 o'clock report begins. Now.
Darkness descends over Salt Lake City. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story on the 5 o'clock report, the start of a three-day weather event. Two storms are on the way. KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank says the Cottonwood Canyons will get the brunt of it tonight, but that changes tomorrow.
Valley rain and mountain snow throughout most of the day on Thursday. We get a little break Friday morning, and then midday Friday into Friday night, the valley rain will start again, change over to snow, and snow Friday night into Saturday morning. So the mountains across northern central Utah, Jeff, it's all snow, and we're talking 1 to 2 feet in the northern mountains. Cottonwood Canyons, they could be pushing 30 inches by the time it's all said and done. But the valley's totally different. Valley rain tomorrow. It looks to transition over to snow Friday afternoon and evening during the commute, and then snow overnight Friday into early Saturday. Northern valleys ought to see 1 to 3 inches, with the northern benches picking up anywhere from 3 to 6 inches of snow.
This storm is expected to drop enough water to ease drought conditions in some parts of Utah. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce is live from the KSL 24-hour newsroom. Kelly, what's this mean for the upcoming water year?
Well, Jeff, more parts of Utah could get out of a drought, as you mentioned, because the storm hitting tomorrow morning is projected to dump as much as 2 feet of snow, actually, in some of our mountains. National Weather Service hydrologist Brian McInerney says that will add nicely to all the snow we got from the last storm.
That has really taken our snowpack from basically zero up to anywhere from 100 to 120%. And southern Utah even did better. They're up around 150%.
And the Weather Service is optimistic that Utah could have a very good water year in 2020 because we've gotten off to such a great start. Live, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Back to the frozen water, Kevin Eubank says the Friday evening commute should be slushy. The real snow starts falling Friday night after the commute. KSL News Time 502, he's been a guest at the Utah County Jail 37 times. Now he's escaped. Who is this guy, Todd?
Jeff, he's 49-year-old Boyd Paul Anderson. The Utah County Sheriff's Office says he cut off his ankle monitor. He was in the GPS monitoring program for a DUI and a drug-selling conviction. His rap sheet, long. 9 DUIs, impersonating an officer, domestic violence, and more. Anderson is 6'2", 190, with blue eyes, gray hair, but lately he's been shaving it bald. Police think he may be driving a blue 2009 Chevy pickup with an 8-inch lift. If you see him, call them. We've got an address for both the New Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints temples in Taylorsville and Orem. The Taylorsville one, it's just off I-215 at 27th West and 47th South. Here's Taylorsville Mayor Christy Overson.
We know when the church builds an edifice, it enhances the community. So we're very excited to have it invigorate the rest of the area.
That temple's going to be 3 stories and 70,000 square feet. And Orem's will be near 14th South Geneva Road, which is west of I-15. Orem Mayor Richard Brunt says the temple district includes Vineyard and Linden, too.
Within the city of Orem, we have a very large population of members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So this will be a great thing for our residents to use the temple to do temple work and to be married in and sealed in.
He says he's seen drawings of the temple and that it's going to be beautiful and also 3 stories tall. There's all kinds of reality TV going on tonight. Survivor competing with impeachment hearings on the East Coast. Maria Chaleos live at the KSL National News Desk.
The impeachment hearings are getting underway in prime time as we speak.
Show clearly that the president committed these acts.
You were listening to opening statements of the House Judiciary Committee as it begins debating the articles of impeachment against the president. Republican Senator John Kennedy says he's keeping an open mind until the case reaches the Senate.
I support giving both the prosecution and the defense relatively unfettered discretion to present their cases.
Debate could continue until midnight Eastern time, and then it is expected to continue tomorrow as well. The United Nations Security Council has met for the second time in a week to discuss North Korea's recent ballistic missile activity. The regime has carried out over a dozen ballistic missile tests since May. U.S. Ambassador Kelly Craft calls on the council to do something before all hope is lost.
This Security Council must all prepare to act accordingly.
The most recent test was Sunday. A warning today from the Joint Chiefs Chairman, General Mark Milley, says ISIS will return to Syria if the U.S. military completely pulls out of the country.
It'll probably take maybe 6 to 12 months, but ISIS would reemerge if the United States went to zero.
Milley testifying at a House Armed Services Committee meeting. And investigators in New Jersey City call yesterday's deadly shooting at a kosher deli a targeted crime. New Jersey's attorney general isn't ready to declare a motive.
We're not in the position at this time to say definitively why the suspects decided to stop in front of the supermarket and begin firing immediately.
Six people died in that shootout. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time is 5:05.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
We've had a stalled vehicle southbound I-15 prior to 4500 South. It's been in the right lane. It is just part of the slowing that you're going to have from 1300 South through Midvale. Also, an accident reported in West Valley, 4700 South, about 2700 West. That's actually on the Taylorsville line. Also, some slowdowns waiting for you eastbound I-80 from Bangor to I-215. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 5:06. Back.